The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
On America Tonight. Northeast hold for our candidates this time around. I expect Hillary Clinton, cha-ching, maybe only loses one, perhaps Rhode Island. Donald Trump, same thing, although Donald Trump is still the guy none of the bigwigs want to endorse. What gives? Why the little people like Donald Trump? But not the big people. Is it jealousy? Is it fright? Is it just the fact that he's a loose cannon as far as the party is concerned? Oh, to be a fly on the wall and hear the conversations from the so-called heavy... happens at the convention. Rens Priebus, who is the head man, so he runs the party, so to speak, behind the scenes, was on ABC this past weekend, and he suggested, oh, you know, it's fairly split. People like Trump and people like Cruz, very split. It's going to be really interesting because Trump has the delegates, has the people, but certainly Cruz can say that he's got the interest of some of the delegates too as well, and many of the people in the party. So he kind of was sidestepping what was really being asked of him. I mean, Trump's the outsider. And now in the meantime, Cruz and Kasich are forming an alliance. So the arrangement among voters and Republican elites who are worried that Cruz and Kasich have handed the front runner an argument that the party establishment is plotting against him, have just done it even more and ratcheted it up. He says it's a pathetic, the agreement, this is what Trump says, between Kasich and Cruz. And he just mocked his rivals. Just mocked them something fierce. And of course he did, because it is pathetic. It's not going to lead to anything. Listen, basically what he says is, honestly, it shows total weakness. And it's pathetic when two longtime insider politicians, which is true, establishment guys, whether you like it or not, have to collude, have to get together to try to beat a guy that really speaks what the people want. So there's the question. And this is what Trump said during a campaign event in Warwick, Rhode Island. Does Trump speak the truth? Does Donald Trump speak what you want to hear? Is he right about that? I think he's right about the fact they're trying to smother him. There's no question. I don't care where your bread is buttered. You look at this. Of course they're trying to put him out. There's no question. They'd like to stomp him out. But even though his campaign advisors are telling him to turn down his rhetoric and appear more presidential, he's not really doing that. I mean, that just trickled away. And Trump said Cruz's manner of speaking and that his colleagues in the Senate believe him to be a pain in the ass, is what he said. That's what Trump said. Oh, my. It is interesting, right? It's like somebody said to me today, if you want to get heard, be controversial. If you're not controversial, you're like everybody else, and it's the same old thing, boring. He's not controversial enough, right? Because anytime Trump does anything, people want to know, no matter what their point of view is. Even if they're staunch Democrats, they're memeing him, tweeting him out, just adding to the whole lore of Donald Trump. What did he say at one point? Oh, when he really gets low, oh. He really just goes for the for the jugular. When you say anything about a man and his mother, he said about Kasich, he said, what is he doing? What is he really doing? He's a stubborn guy. That's all he is. He's a stubborn guy. He's like, if you have a child that says, I want it, mommy. I don't care, mommy. I want it. I want it, daddy. I don't care. He said, that's all he is. That's all he is. So, I don't know. Their alliance and their shaky deal, it's not really working out because it doesn't make any sense. You take half the crowd, I'll take the other half, but we both still want to be president, and we want Trump out of the race. Trump is not going anywhere, needless to say. He's just, the people behind him are just trying to make him become more strategic, let's say. As for the Democrats, since we started down this political path, Hillary, 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 and more Hillary, and more Hillary. It's all about, is she going to be standing at the end of this thing or not? Yes or no? That is the question. I think she still withstands it. I do. She has shaky moments. I say shaky moments because of the email thing is the worst. Ask any questions about the emailing, what happened and the server and all of that. But we're beyond that. It's just whether or not there's going to be a charge. Is she going to be charged with anything? Hey, coming up, let me set the table for you. Yes. A lot of email over the weekend, so we're going to flip to the mailbag coming up in our next segment. You can still throw in your opinion. They're like man covers, I say, in New York. Manhole covers. Can never get enough of them. I like it. I like the fact that the mailbag is always full, but you can certainly jump on the digits if you've had some coffee and you're coherent, or you're just coherent anyway. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Also, a little true or false, as Patrick Eggdorf, I have my purple lasso in honor of Prince, and we'll lasso him in, kind of like a Wonder Woman move. In other words, we just get him to open his mic and do a little true or false with young Patrick about what's happening in the world. And we'll talk about numbers. Because I think it's all about numbers. I look around and I see numbers. I see numbers in everything I do. I didn't realize this until a couple of years ago. And so every once in a while we mix in the, and we haven't done it in a while. We can count. So we will count in a lot of different, ways that you might be, surprised about. And here at the top, boy, oh boy, this is just horrific. You know, we have our friend who wrote the book Faith on Fire. She's the first female firefighter in Dallas, and she's terrific, and the guys love her, women love her. And, you know, again, her name's Sherry Wilson. And I was reading the story about this Fairfax County firefighter. Her name was Nicole Mittendorf, and her body was found in a park last week, and apparently she killed herself. And part of the reason why is because she was being bullied online. And now they're saying the bullying might have happened from fellow firefighters who were out to just try to push her out of the firehouse. What a sad, sad thing that is when anyone gets bullied. Hang with us.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-483-4885 or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words,
Diana Krall, pretty tough. I bet even Elvis Costello, her brilliant musician husband, has a hard time doing that. Can you imagine the music they make in that house? Oh my gosh. It has to be absolutely incredible, I would think. Anyway, that's just kind of a sidebar. We zig and zag, you know that, in a lot of different directions. And as we continue to roll through this edition of America Tonight, I always mix in those conversations, especially with my pals, Grim and Dan, who's already been with us, and, you know, some of the other people that are calling in. Don't be shy. If you have an opinion, you can be completely a 180 of what I'm saying. Bring it. Bring it to the table. Just make sure I can understand what you're saying. Like, you haven't had too many Slurpees at 7-Eleven, right? It's like one of those third shifter things. I got to have another Slurpee. 855-266-5283. Wow, when was the last time I had a Slurpee? Grimster, we're on with Grim. Hello, Grim.
Truth, brain freeze.
Do you like Slurpees? Have you had a bunch of Slurpees ever?
I remember when they first came out.
Oh, man, I was all about the Slurpees then, yeah.
Still make the homemade ones. You know, kind of give creds to Noah Moss there, too. He's pretty good on researching stuff and holding off and then coming on. I like listening to Moss. And of course, Kate, this is going to be, I think, the 11th time I've voted for a president. So I, too, you know, going back to Dan, can remember old Hubert Humphrey, watching him for the third time on old black and white TV with my dad, young enough not to vote. And, of course, I turned to my dad on the third time. I said, he's running again? You know, he kind of reminds me of Curly, the Three Stooges.
Yeah, why is that happening again? Exactly.
So
that's funny.
Kadish, Mo, Larry, I don't know which one he is, but he should be out of it. This is getting ridiculous. Now, Kate, have you seen that new logo that Cruz is running where it says trusted.
Yes.
Trusted. Well, you know, Donald Trump, he's a real estate mogul, deals with a lot of architects, builds towers and all this stuff. I'm just kind of wondering what kind of wide flange truss he's going to tell Cruz to stick where it needs to be. But, you know, it's getting ridiculous. They're tearing this country apart.
Well, they're tearing the Republican Party apart, and well, that's what happens. It's like they're cannibalizing themselves.
That's this country.
Yeah, country.
I mean, that is this country.
Well, right, but I'm saying that's an extra helping for the Democrats. That's why when people are so incredulous when you say, well, how can it be that when they have some of these polls saying Hillary Clinton wins? Because the more this keeps happening, the more you're sliding that across the aisle.
Well, hey, you're right. But yeah. At the same token, we got a criminal that's waltzing through the politician side.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And then we got a complete Republican Congress up there that won't stop a king, a monarch, you know.
And right.
Even got a new speaker that basically, when he said he wasn't going to run, it sounded more like a candidacy for running. And he hadn't lived up to the promise because he let the deal go through with Iran and the nuclear weapons. What kind of people
right.
are they? You know, what kind of future is this for, you know, us? I mean, even the conservative talk show hosts, I think a lot of why Trump's in there is because the last time they wouldn't commit to endorsing anybody. And now they're
right.
trying to endorse certain people. And I tell you, you know, it's lunacy coming out of their mouths now. Pardon.
Yeah, if people are saying Trump, it's Trump. I mean, whatever's happening, then you got to go by. Let's be fair about this. What is this like? We're playing in an NBA championship and we're not calling LeBron James for anything, for any fouls. I mean, you know, come on. They're twisting the rules.
That's what you're trying to say. It's the Americans. We're mad.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. We're angry. We don't care what we're going to put in office, but it ain't going to be a politician. That's what it's boiling down to.
That's what it's boiling down to. That's what happened. You're absolutely right. That's why this happened.
This is why I told my mom today. I said, the whole reason they're throwing Trump in there is because he's not a politician. And hopefully they just mess up both sides of it. When he gets in there, he just mess it all up. And, you know, Dan, keep that brass polished and that powder dry, buddy. Because, you know, I think that's where we're at, you know. I really believe that's where we're at. That it's, you know, every great revolution you've ever seen comes down to something like this, you know. And it's not just over one thing. It's an accumulation of several things.
Right. And we've had an accumulation of several things.
That's just it. We're in such a hotbed with the Middle East, terrorists, you know, the politicians, economy all over the world. It's pretty rough. It's pretty rough, and you know.
Yeah.
The summer will tell.
I agree. The summer will tell. It's going to be a hot, long summer. There's no question.
I see you're going to get spared this madness of the spring storms. You know, the first they broadcasted that it might come through. You know, severe weather through Dallas. You know, of course, I catch the tail end of it, and it just speeds up because of the energy it pulls out of the Gulf, but. Oh, you know, I'm sitting right in the middle of Tornado Alley, but I'm lucky enough to go to the north or the south of me by a mile.
Yeah, they're talking about more hail and more tornadoes. Yeah, absolutely. It's scary. In the Midwest, especially.
And I've noticed this progress over the years, how the season, your seasons are actually moving away from the 20th. You know, you got four of them that fall within, you know, four times a year, so that's every 3 months. You got four of them on the 20th of the month. You know, your spring, your fall, your autumn, and your winter. And I've just noticed how that dial's kind of rotated a little bit further by 30 or 40 days.
I know, isn't it crazy?
Well, that's the earth.
It is.
That's change.
Yeah, that's the earth. Yeah, yeah.
And you know, the north and south pole are moving.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, I agree with that.
But there's a whole point. So we're going to get weather change. At one point, we're going to have the poles on the equator. But we may not be. I know we ain't going to be.
I was just going to say, we're not going to be alive for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know if my nephew will be alive for that. Yeah. It's going to be a while.
Well, that just shows how crooked, you know, these other guys, you know, oh, we're changing it. No. God's changing it. I mean, it was the nature of the way he created things. You know, this earth is just, it's just what God created, his heavenly creation, which, you know, just accept the change, you know. As a matter of fact, I heard it's better if we warmed up 2 degrees instead of cooling down. There's more death in cold weather than warm weather from the science.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing. That's funny. You can look that up. That's true. I heard that somewhere, too. Wow. Interesting. Yeah, but we're getting that hot stuff and that swirl, like you mentioned, for everybody out there listening in the Midwest. Watch out for that hail. The hail is the craziest thing.
Yeah, and the tornado alleys are moving up towards Minnesota, Wisconsin. Sorry about that, Pat. But, you know, they're moving further north each year, progressing. You know, of course, Edmond always gets this drastic F5. But let's pray that they don't get it anymore. But
No kidding.
It's killer.
That's a good note to end on. It's a killer. Be very careful out there. Thanks, Grim. Grim, being a little grim about the weather, but he's right. You know, now more than ever, especially if tornadoes are in your, you know, are in your wheelhouse, you're in that alley area or whatever, for goodness sake, of course. I mean, I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir here, but you got to pay attention to the weather. It's funny because I say that, but I was one of those people, I just didn't pay attention to the weather. I was even doing television news in the very beginning of my career, but I was like, eh, the weather. You know, I was interested in the business and the politics and the sports, and I liked the weather guys, but I just didn't pay that much attention. I paid attention once I went through my first tornado in a place called Kearney, Nebraska. So they are saying strong tornadoes, large, large hail for the Midwest. So be careful, too, with cancellations. They're saying starting Tuesday, that baseball size hail, that's what it's probably capable of producing, and that it could hang around. The rain and some of the severity could hang around for a while. They're talking about Oklahoma in the afternoon, in the evening, saying maybe in an EF2 or even greater, 110-mile-an-hour winds. So Kansas, Central Texas, part of Central Texas, I mentioned Nebraska, Omaha, Nebraska, San Antonio, Texas. Look out. Make sure you're very, very careful. Stay with us.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Way before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Bag. I'll catch up with some of those coming up in our next segment and combine that with We Can Count, because I don't want to miss the opportunity for Patrick Eggdorf to join me on the show. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, Kate. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad.
What if somebody asked you that question, how are you, and you said, I'm really lousy, as a matter of fact. I really don't feel like doing this anymore. I'm tired. I just want to go and spend money in California or go take a trip around the world. You would never say something like that to anyone, though, would you?
Well, I mean, if it's a trip to California or something.
Yeah. Let's see. Do this show or go to California and hang out. I don't blame you. I would say you betcha.
Sure.
All right. How about this? Let's dive right into it. Johnny Manziel used to be quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Then he was too much of a party boy. They cut him when it came to the trade deadline back in March. He hasn't found a new home, but apparently a Dallas grand jury is going to indict him. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
That is right. Johnny Manziel, a Dallas grand jury, has indicted Manziel on Tuesday, on a charge of misdemeanor assault with bodily injury. He allegedly smacked his girlfriend, and it's a Class A misdemeanor, like I mentioned. He's going to plead not guilty, according to his lawyer. The charge rolls back to something that happened in January, where Manziel is accused of hitting, kidnapping, and threatening to kill Colleen Crowley, who said that Manziel hit her so hard she temporarily lost her hearing. She told police she was assaulted at a hotel, then again while driving home to Fort Worth, and then the case was flipped to the grand jury. So, there you go. The NFL, in the meantime, says that if Manziel were to sign with a team, he would be subject to all aspects of the NFL's personal conduct policy. But nobody's touching him, and now this just makes it even worse for Johnny Manziel, who was a great quarterback at Texas A&M and had a lot of upside to him, but it's been nothing but downside the last couple of years. And he says there's a different side to that story, but this will all play out in court. All right, let's go to another one. Let's see. I had a whole bunch of them picked out. I just like to kind of do this on the fly so I can kind of confuse you, Patrick. That's the whole idea. All right, how about this? Gwen Stefani from No Doubt says she made a mistake and she's getting back with Gavin Rosdale, who was her ex-husband. So she's ditching Blake Shelton, who was on that popular show, The Voice is on that popular show, and has decided that she made a mistake and is going back to the old hubby. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
Ah, false. Blake Shelton is madly in love with one Gwen Stefani. He lost like a ton of weight. I don't know how much weight. She says she's happy. She doesn't want to talk about it. She's definitely divorced from her ex-husband, but you know how, as the world turns with celebrities, who knows? I know very little on these fronts. I just happened to read some story today in a paper I was looking at, and I thought, oh, isn't that funny? But I do say, for her, I thought what was really a good deal is that she told people that keep asking her, listen, I don't want to talk about it. Good. Because we don't want to, why do we have to hear about, who cares? Why do we have to hear about who's dating who? Unless it's, I don't know, unless it's kind of funny, I don't know. All right, how about this? This was a pretty big deal, actually, a very big deal. Wonder Woman, they say, is coming back, making a comeback. It's going to be a television series. And making a cameo appearance is going to be Linda Carter. True or false?
I heard about a movie. I'm not sure about a TV show. I'm going to say false.
You are correct. False. There is a movie. Absolutely. There is a movie planned. And I don't know that Linda Carter is making a cameo or not. There was a rumor that maybe she would do it because she was so popular. But that has not been confirmed, and nobody can confirm it. So if she makes a cameo, they want to make it a big surprise. And if she made a cameo, I don't know. I mean, would people know? Millennials wouldn't know. Do you know who Linda Carter is?
I don't, actually.
See? So I think that in this, if you're making something new and you're just moving it forward, then most likely, it's very unlikely because that's been now so many years, it'd be mostly guys in their 40s, early 40s, and maybe above, too, that would remember her. So I'm going to say that that might not be true because I don't know that that makes sense. I'm not sure who's doing the movie, but there is a movie. They're talking about the movie. I think they've already started to film it or something. All right, let's take another one. Let's move forward to another one. True or false, over 40 monuments from bridges to national parks turned purple in honor of the death of Prince. True or false?
That one is true.
It is true. In my own hometown of Philadelphia, the Ben Franklin Bridge was purple for Prince. And I think you and I talked about this in the beginning of the show. It's an amazing tribute to him that, you know, people in all these cities and all these places thought enough of his music to do that, to go with purple. And it's, I mean, man, it is everywhere. Every other day someone's posting something that I didn't see and didn't realize what it was. And the Ben Franklin Bridge, my aunt put that, I didn't know that happened, and she had sent me something and posted something, so I was able to check it out. How about this? U.S. motor travel surged at a record pace in February. Americans took to the road after January's historic snowstorms. They just released some of the data on that. It's always interesting when that happens because they talk about these incredible numbers that you'd be shocked at how many people are on the roadways. And what they're saying is, according to the numbers that they released on Monday, is 232.2 billion miles, the most for any February, and 5.6% from a year earlier, the U.S. Department of Transportation says. That was the increase, and it's the largest year-over-year bump since at least 1991 of how many more travelers. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
True. I probably didn't sell that very well either. They say because the snow in January stranded people and they didn't travel as much, so it looked like there was going to be a big decline. And then February, everybody was itching to get out, so that's what happened. The February numbers became pretty good, so there was a surge. The average U.S. gas price was $2.14 a gallon on Monday, by the way. That's down from, would you believe, it was $2.52 a year ago. And whenever, I think when gas is down, there's always that possibility that more people will take a road trip because they won't have to pay, a ridiculous amount of money for gas. Oh, especially when we were seeing those cheap prices when it was like a buck something. Do you love that? What is a gallon of regular gas now in Minneapolis, Patrick?
On my way to work, it was about $2.15 to $2.19 in most places, and some places it was about $2.03 to $2.05.
Wow, $2.03 to $2.05. You know, sometimes in the Midwest, it's more.
Yeah, sometimes, unfortunately, if you get far enough away from the city, then it gets much cheaper. Out here in Burnsville, it sometimes gets down to between $1.80 and $2 even.
Really? $1.80 is nice. That's a good price, huh?
Yeah, no, I always fill up on gas here rather than back home. It's much cheaper.
That makes sense. That's why somebody at the grocery stores, a lot of people can relate to this, they give you get X amount of money you're spending at the grocery store, which you're going there anyway, and then they have their own gas stations, and you can get money off your gas. That happens in my neck of the woods, and sometimes you can really save a bunch of money, I guess, theoretically, right? Because maybe you're spending that money just to get the breaks on the gas. All right, how about this one? One more. Tom Brady, back in the doghouse. A federal court reinstated his suspension, so apparently he knew it was coming. Brady is going to have to serve out the suspension for Deflategate, deflating footballs over, not last season, the season before, in a game against Indianapolis. So Deflategate is now alive and well. He's going to have to pay the price and serve out the suspension. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
True is correct, and that is big news because Tom Brady thought he was in the clear, and he is not in the clear. Or I shouldn't say he thought he was in the clear. He knew he was eventually probably going to, that was going to happen. But I don't know that he knew it was going to happen then. So there was so much made about deflated footballs, and all of a sudden all of us knew PSI more than we would like to admit we knew. But so that's going to cause a little bit of a a little bit of a problem, let's just say, for the Patriots in the beginning of the year, because it's a 4-game suspension, and that's it. I'd say just do it. Just go through with it, and that's it. So now I guess there'll be a fresh round of debate over what role he played in it, but it's out there. It's happening, so big news. Coming up, numbers and such, plus some of those emails. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost.
for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's all about the numbers. That's the music. We can count. What does it all mean? Let me give you some of the big numbers that I've uncovered during the day. 2 million more votes for Trump than Romney in 2012. That's what we're seeing so far. But yet, the establishment is trying to stop Donald Trump. Not happy that the peeps out there are tired of the same old politics as usual. So some of the information compiled since the primary shows that Trump's popular vote in 2016 in states that have voted so far significantly pops above the totals that Mitt Romney, the 2012 nominee, had in those states in total. How about that? So pretty hard to deny it. Senator Ted Cruz, the next closest voter, is nowhere near that, the Trump amounts. I'm just telling you what it is. So it falls just under 300,000 votes short of Romney's totals in the 2012 cycle. For what it's worth, that's where the numbers stand. So you can talk about delegates and polls and everything else, but boy, isn't that fascinating? I'm going to say it is pretty fascinating. And Tuesday is maybe more elimination game time. However, the vow of Cruz is to stay in, stay in, stay in, so maybe not. Maybe that doesn't happen no matter you know, no matter what. All right, let's move to another one. How about this? The this is interesting. If you've ever been to Hawaii, some of the people in Hawaii are tired of tourists trampling across their lands. You know, when you're a tourist, what they call the white people tourists, the Haole, as they call you, the Haole. So record numbers of visitors stream into Hawaii. That's not a shock. An agency that promotes travel to Hawaii is starting an online video campaign to remind the locals about the benefits of the state's biggest employer because of some of the attitudes, I guess, which I've never found that, by the way, in Hawaii. I think the people are super nice, and I've never gotten that attitude. But the campaign comes as the state tries to maintain the momentum. There were a record 8.6 million, your big number, travelers to Hawaii last year, the fourth straight year of record-breaking visitor arrivals. They say they attribute the growth to an increase in flights and Hawaii's enduring popularity with global travelers. So not just from the United States, from all over the place, because, of course, they want to enjoy what the people in Hawaii enjoy, the beautiful scenery, the fantastic coconuts and pineapples and, you know, beaches, all that kind of stuff. It really, to me, is the best place. It is paradise. Maui is. I don't know about every single other island. I've been on the Big Island and Maui. And, by the way, I saved my pennies. It's not like I had tons of money to go and do up Hawaii, but it's actually affordable if you do that. I say that, but then it'll probably increase. It shoots up the more people that go, I guess. How about this Missouri senator that's tabled a sales tax proposal after a senator filibustered it by reading a book about 50 Cent? I bet that was an interesting day. We're going to keep filibustering here, folks, so you just keep sitting there and listen to what's happening along the way, because we're not changing anything. So, sure enough, it's true. That's exactly what the Missouri Senate listened to. They tabled it. So, Maria Chappelle Nadal on Monday read for almost an hour from the 50th Law. It's a self-help book co-authored by 50 Cent and Robert Greene that draws on anecdotes from the rapper's life. And Chappelle Nadal opposes a plan that would allow unincorporated areas of St. Louis County to vote on a sales tax to fund law enforcement. The House passed a similar bill, by the way, 123-24 later Monday. That bill now heads to the Senate. But I would say she gets an A for being clever. Right? You got to give her that. Certainly, that was pretty clever to come up with it. So it wasn't reading his lyrics. Heaven forbid, it wasn't about that. It was a self-motivation kind of book. I bet the reaction was priceless, shall we say. I have a feeling it probably was. All right, let's bounce to something else, and then I'm going to do a few of the mailbags. How about this? The a man who accused former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert of sexual abuse filed a lawsuit on Monday claiming that the once powerful speaker owes him $1.8 million as part of an agreement between them to compensate him for decades of pain and suffering. Identified as James Doe, of course, filed the lawsuit in Kendall County Circuit Court, claiming Hastert owes him that unpaid portion of a $3.5 million deal they agreed to in 2008. He says he was 14 when he was molested by Hastert, a family friend, high school teacher, and beloved coach of the state champion wrestling team in the town of Yorkville, Illinois. Remember, the 74-year-old pled guilty in October to a federal charge in Chicago federal court of structuring for evading bank reporting rules by withdrawing large amounts of cash in small increments. He was taking out the money to make payments to a man identified in court documents as Individual A. So he's scheduled to be sentenced Wednesday for the financial crime and faces up to 5 years in prison, but prosecutors have recommended a maximum of 6 months. So there may be more woes ahead for Hastert because court documents revealed that he was accused of abusing 5 boys in the 60s and 70s, decades before he became, of course, a powerful politician. All right, quickly, let's jump to the mailbag. And as we do that, this one, I just wanted to squeeze in a few. This one was from Amy in Texas, who says, Kate, do you believe this Prince mania? I like Prince, but when do they pull the plug on all the celebrating of his life? I think of other musicians who have passed away that didn't get half of the fanfare he did and were equally as talented. Well, that's one of those things that he's a prolific songwriter, a very popular couple of songs that he wrote and sang. I mean, he wrote a lot of songs that were popular, but a couple that really stick in your head. And when you have stick in your head songs and you play that many instruments and you help that many people in the music business, you're going to get some attention. I think he deserves it, actually. I think he just had that effect on people. So let's celebrate a life instead of, you know, tear it down. Trust me, it will subside. It will subside. All right, how about this one? This one is from Richard in Texas. In the Northeast, Kate, on Tuesday, it is that whole primary thing. What do you think happens here? Well, I don't have to be a soothsayer to tell you Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. I don't know that anybody beats Trump on the Republican side. And I think for the Democrats, Hillary, other than maybe Rhode Island, I think she wins all the others. So it's the same march to the convention that we've been talking about all along. There's nothing different that's happened. You know, nothing different's happened here. Let's squeeze in another one. This one is from Edward. Kate, don't know if you know this or not, but the Game of Thrones, I've heard you talk about it. Did you know that the season premiere was the other day? Did I know? When I got up this morning, I grabbed coffee and I watched The Red Queen. Are you kidding? There were some creepy things in that episode. For the rest of you who didn't see it yet, close your ears. For others who could care less, I feel ya. It is such an individual taste as to whether or not you like Game of Thrones. A rarity for me. I love it. Thanks to you, the guy in the back, the girl sitting down, and, oh, that couple in the corner drinking the coffee. Save some for me. Thanks to you, Patrick Eggdorf, and everybody else for listening to the show. Make it count.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.